Today is Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Taiwan-on Day, which is the day before Thanksgiving. It's also National Jukebox Day, or Jukebox. And it's National Craft Jerky Day. Oh, I didn't see this one. Last but not least, it is National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. I wonder what a Bavarian cream pie. Let's just ask, what is a... Oh, you know what? I want to use a different window. Not the window I'm writing code in. What is a Bavarian cream pie? I think I know, but let's just ask. It's made with Bavarian cream. Traditionally set in a pie crust. It's a silky custard made by combining egg yolks, sugar, milk, and gelatin for thickening. With whipped cream folded in for lightness, it has a mousse-like texture. It's often a traditional pie crust or a graham cracker crust, or even a cookie crust, depending on the recipe. And it would be topped with whipped cream, fruit, chocolate, shavings, or a glaze. Yeah, unlike traditional cream pies that use a cooked custard filling, Bavarian cream is firmer because of the gelatin, making it closer in texture to a mousse or a panna cotta. Okay, so it is a... even though there's gelatin, I would still say a custard pie, or the traditional custard pies that I've had in the South, have a set or panna cotta-like texture. So I don't know if that is extremely different, but there you go. It sounds good to me because I like cream pies. I'm a big fan of cream pies. My favorite is chocolate cream pie that my grandma used to make. And my grandma is no longer alive, so she can't make me a chocolate cream pie. But I can make my grandma's chocolate cream pie, and it tastes very similar. So it's good. How many times can I say cream pie? All right. Well, we don't have any contact. It's going to be a short episode. There was something I was thinking about. Oh, I'll make that a segment. And now I can't think of what it was that I was going to make into a segment. So I guess until I think of it, I won't. But we can just kind of talk about what we're going to do for Thanksgiving and also what has gone on. Really, nothing has gone on for the past couple of days because no one is at work and I've been not getting as much done as I should get done. I have some things that I've assigned myself to get done and I have not gotten them done yet. I still have Wednesday to get those things done. And I don't know if I'm going to work on Friday or not because I need to cook on Friday because I'm making rolls. I'm making bread for our family Thanksgiving, which is actually on Saturday. And I won't have time to do it because it takes 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours to make these rolls. And even if I was cutting it close and trying to do it in less than 5 hours, they need to rise twice for at least an hour each time. There's cooking time. It generally takes me around five time. By the time I make the dough, I knead the dough. I let it rest, let it rise for the first time, knock it down, put it into the shape of rolls, let it rise again for another hour. And really, a little bit longer of a rise is good, like an hour to an hour and a half, even if it's not rising fast. I suppose if you were really quick, you could do it in 3.5 hours. If you were just super quick and you had a warm room and the rising was great and all that, maybe you could do it in 3.5, 4. But generally it takes me 5, and I'm going to be making, I don't even know. But let's assume everyone eats 2 rolls apiece. There are 30 people, I've been told, coming to this Thanksgiving. That would be 60 rolls right there, if just 2 apiece. So 60 rolls is, I don't know, 5 dozen? Is that right? Yeah, that's right, 5 dozen. So 5 dozen rolls, and I probably there need to be some leftovers for people to take home. So I don't know, 7 or 8 dozen, 80 rolls. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's too much. And the other thing is, I don't know how many rolls my roll recipe makes. And I didn't, it was a recipe that I, a long time ago, when I was a kid, and I started cooking, my aunt gave me this recipe for monkey bread. And so instead of using the recipe for monkey bread, I use it for rolls. I don't know at this point if I actually edited anything or I just took out all the sweet stuff. But I think I probably just took out the sweet stuff and just used the dough for roll, if I were guessing. But because of that, the original recipe, and I don't think the original recipe was in a cookbook. I think my aunt wrote it down for me or something. And so I don't think I've ever seen the number of servings. I think I could probably weigh the dough or figure out the weight of the dough. And then probably Google how many ounces, or if I put into ChatGPT the recipe and say how many average size, let's say Parker House rolls would this recipe make? I could probably figure it out. Or if I Google how many ounces is in a traditional roll and then figure out how many ounces all the ingredients would be together. I don't think cooking them is going to change the ounces. That I mean, maybe it lightens it up because cooking takes moisture out. So I don't know. There's some math that I could do to figure it out is all I'm saying. But at this point, I don't even know how many dozen rolls I'm going to make. But I did buy ingredients. I bought 3 big bags of flour and the biggest bag of sugar I could find and eggs and butter. So we'll see. It's the original recipe is made with Crisco, but I'm going to try to do it with butter. I don't know if it's a good idea to change the recipe when I'm actually taking something to an event, but you know, you only live once and Crisco is not super healthy. Hydrogenated fats are not super healthy, and butter is usually used in pastry. I've never watched a cooking show where they say, put vegetable shortening in this bread. So I feel like butter is going to be fine. I feel like butter is a common thing that you would put in a bread recipe. So I feel like the only thing is, you know, vegetable shortening, obviously, at room temperature is not super hard. And so one of the things about the different fats that you put in different baked goods is how soft or firm that thing is going to be when it's at room temperature. But I think it'll be fine. We'll see. I will let you guys know. So we did our grocery shopping on Monday night, got all of that. We are doing, I think, a friend's Thanksgiving thing on Thursday night, and we need to take something. And I decided the easiest thing to take would be pigs in a blanket, because I can make a couple of sauces, maybe more of a ranch type sauce. I can make a mustard, like a honey mustard. And I don't know, but I saw a recipe for a anything bagel, pigs in a blanket. And you basically just take the anything bagel seasoning and sprinkle it on top of the pastry before you cook it. And I feel like if I could think of some cream cheese based dip for that, that would be really good. Like it could just be cream cheese, like a whipped cream cheese. But I feel like there's something I could put in it to lighten it up a little bit and have an anything bagel, pigs in a blanket with a cream cheese dip. I feel like that would be good. But anyway, and that'll be easy because all I have to do is buy puff pastry or the Pillsbury Crescent Rolls. I haven't decided which. The puff pastry would be fancier. And buy some little mini hot dogs / sausages, the little smokies, as we call them. Cook those in the oven, sprinkle some different things on top of them, like the anything bagel seasoning, make a couple of dips, put them on a tray, boom, Bob's your uncle. So we still got a plan for that. And other than that, I'm working on today, but I don't know if I'm working Friday yet. I'm still trying to, nobody is working Friday, so probably I won't, but who knows? We will see what I do, basically. But other than that, just a kind of a it's just kind of a typical week. All right, well, we'll go ahead and end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.